right down to the wire, but it's not too late. You can get through. Hit me up. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. I am live. In fact, we are in the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Cell phone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. I do have time for your telephone calls. I will get right back to them. Also, hit me up on social at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. We are joined right now by a jungle legend, a two-time NHRA Funny Car World Champion, the driver of the Snap-on Tools Dodge Hellcat, 43 career wins overall, the winner of the Auto Club NHRA Final at Pomona on November 13th, the fastest man in the jungle, one of our best pals, Cruz Pedregon. Cruz, my brother, it is great to reconnect. What's up, Cruz? How you doing?
Romy, what is up? Hey, man, it's so good to be back on your show, Romy. Man, it's been a while, but hey, we're back. Thank you for having us.
Dude, you look incredible. I love it. Check it out. So how you living? How's the fam? And how's the team doing, Cruz?
You know, Jim, we had a rough year, I'll be honest with you. We weren't getting it done. So right in the middle of the season, we decided to change the car setup a little bit and finish strong. And you know what? We won the last race. So we have 3 months to enjoy the win, Jim. But it was a fun year, but it was a trying year for us. And we went from ninth at the last race to sixth in the point standing. So it was a good finish. But hey, we're doing good, Romy, out here in Southern California. We actually went to Javier's Newport the other day, and we're thinking about maybe we'll run into Romy out there. But we're doing good, Jim. Just enjoying the off season and getting ready to enjoy a Turkey Day.
All right, Cruz. There is so much good stuff in that response. So was that your first time ever to Javier's in Newport Beach, or had you been there before?
Been there. I think that was the third time. And then I remember you said you were there, and you saw. Did you say you saw?
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. Andy Reid. You said you saw Andy Reid there. Yeah. Awesome place, Jim. Drinks. The view is beautiful in more ways than one. So, yeah, it was all good.
No, I see you working. Hey, listen, not only Andy Reid, not to drop names, but the late Kobe Bryant and I used to go there sometimes. Every once in a while, Kobe, the Mamba would hit me up. He's like, yo, fam, let's go to Javi's. And I'd always go. That is a great, great spot. You know, Cruz, you touched on a number of things. I wanted to ask, yes. You know, you talked about how, and this is what you do. You're always very real about these things. You did end the year with a big win. So let me ask you about that. What was your biggest takeaway from that win, and how great was it? Because it was a challenging year and you had to make some adjustments, how great was it to end the year with a win like that at home?
You know, it made up for all the miscues we had all year, Jim. And really what our philosophy was, with four races to go, we decided to change up, kind of like a football team. Let's change up the offense. So we went from a running team, ground and pound, to, hey, let's toss the ball in the air and let's really try to prepare for the next season. And, hey, maybe we'll take a few steps back. Maybe we won't. And lo and behold, it worked so well for us. We brought in some an outside consultant, Lee Beard, a good friend of mine. And the team I have is really a great team. But we just needed a few things. And lo and behold, we won the last race, dominated the last race. We qualified second, Jim, and went on to just dominate the race. So it was great to close the year on a high note. And as we get ready for next season, we really look forward to that.
Cruz Pedregon joining us. I was going to say, Cruz, so what does that mean looking ahead? You made some changes. You made some adjustments. Clearly it worked at the end of the year. What does that say and what does that mean for you next season going ahead?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We're trying to go for a championship, Jim. My third. I feel good. Lost about 17 pounds, I think, since I was on your show last. So I'm feeling good, feeling trim, feeling motivated. And really, it's like anything, Jim. I know you have horse race. You know, you race horses yourself. So it's like you have to have the rider, but you also have to have the horse. We're relying on the car to do the job, like our offensive line. We really need our team to put a good car underneath me in order for me to do what I have to do. So, you know, I feel like I have the horse. The Snap-on car is looking good. So I think we can compete for our third championship next year.
Cruz Pedregon joining us. So, Cruz, you lost 17 pounds. I was going to say, you look great. How did you do it? And then what's that done for you in terms of performance? Can you feel it in the car?
I can. You know, Jim, these cars are, we have a minimum weight. It's 2,600 pounds after the run with the driver. So we were close to 2,700 pounds. So we put the car on a diet. I was put on a diet. So we got the car down to 40 pounds over the weight limit, which is about where you want to be, because you have to put some weight on it. and I feel better physically. I fit better in the car. These are real little cars, Jim. So I think really overall it makes the car go faster. And I just started eating less, Jim. You know, people put food in front of you and you want to eat it all. I just started cutting my meals exactly in half. I said, all right, I'm going to eat this portion and I'm going to leave the rest. It's hard to do, but, you know, that's what you have to do.
I love it. Cruz Pedregon joining us. Cruz, you mentioned that you've got your sights set on a third championship. Like you and I have talked over the years, but when you broke in, if I said to you that one day you and I would be having a conversation and we'd be talking about 43 career wins overall, 87 career finals overall, a look at a possible third championship, what would you have said? I mean, was this the career that you envisioned for yourself and your team when you first got in?
It really is, Jim, and it's exceeded it in some respects. I own my own team. I drove for some great owners, Joe Gibbs, Coach Gibbs, drove for him for many years. And so for me to not only have these career wins and the team and the sponsors behind me, for me to be able to go on my own in 1999 and succeed as an owner really is exceeded my expectations, Jim. But, you know, it's like everything else in life, especially in sports. You have to put in the time. You have to grind it out. You know, I listen to your show all the time, and I listen to some of your interviews with some of your great sports personalities, and they all say the same thing. It's about work, dedication, commitment, and just grinding it out. Nothing's going to be given to you. You have to just stay the course and believe in what you're doing. And so I'm very fortunate, very proud that I'm here after all these years, Jim. And I know the Jungle Karma is alive and well for all your clones out there. I know we were took us a little longer after coming on your show several years back. And but hey, Jungle Karma, baby, it's alive and well, and here we are.
Cruz Pedregon joining us. So, Cruz, what's it like? I mean, you get that win at home. Obviously, it's great to win at home. It's great to win in front of your friends. It's great to win in front of your family. Did you feel any clone support, any clone love?
Always, always, Jim. Hey, we race all over the country. I can be in Kansas City or Epping, New Hampshire. There's clones all over the country. I love it. But winning here at home really meant a lot to me. I was a little emotional when they handed me the trophy down at the finish line. You know, we hop out of these cars, Jim. We're just finished winning a race, and then we get a microphone stuck in our faces, and we're asked to do this interview. So, hey, man, I was just like, man, the whole season was pretty much riding on that one win. And to do it here at home, I grew up here near Chino. You know, great support system. My family was there. My daughter was watching from Pella, Iowa on TV. So, really meant a lot, Jim. And like I said, we're from SoCal, so are you. So what a better place to end the season and win it.
So great. Cruz Pedregon joining us. Cruz, you mentioned that you used to race for Joe Gibbs. I'm curious, you know, as somebody now, you're an owner, you're a leader, you lead from the front. Never been a better owner or leader than Joe Gibbs. What were some of your biggest takeaways from your time with him?
His speeches, Jim, his ability to reach the room and really excite, in his own way, he was very motivating. I could see why players wanted to play for him. You know, Jim, there's a guy out there, a guy by the name of Jeff Saturday. Actually, they're calling him Jeff Sunday, who just recently took over, as all us NFL fans know. He just took over for the Colts. And, you know, there's something about a guy that can just speak and motivate people and get your adrenaline up. And that's what Joe Gibbs did. I see that a little bit in Jeff Saturday. I'm not trying to plug the Colts. I'm a Raiders guy, but I see that a lot in coaches. I think coaches have to have that ability to lead men and to motivate them, make them want to run through a wall. So Joe was that way with us, and great inspiration, great guy. We still stay in contact. He just had a tragic loss in his family, but great owner. He's a multi-time NASCAR winning owner, along with the Washington team, three-time Super Bowl. So I learned from the best.
Chopping it up, getting caught up with our guy, Cruz Pedregon. All right, so you mentioned that some guys just have it. Some guys know how to motivate a room. Some guys have that infectious energy. Cruz, you are a famous, diehard, silver and black Raider fan. Listen, like you, Cruz, Josh McDaniels was, and maybe still is, a big jungle guy. So I was pumped for the hire. Like, I believed in him. I believed in his vision. I'm not saying it's past tense. I know his football acumen is tremendous. I never would have expected, Cruz, to see that season come off the rails the way it has. Do you still believe in this coach and in this roster?
Yes, I do, Jim. And, you know, Joe Gibbs was 1-50. He tells his story all the time. Joe was 1-15 his first year with the Washington football team. And, hey, they were asking for his head, basically. And just think, they didn't have social media. I think it was the early 80s. So I think Josh is one of those guys that'll get it right. I'm glad the owner to hear the owner come out and support him. But I think it's like a race team, Jim. It takes time to put the pieces together and get it all right. And so, hey, we're going to hang tough with the silver and black. They have a great foundation, great support cast of the fans. So they're going to hang out with this guy, and I think he'll turn things around.
Hey, Cruz, really quickly, like you talked about grind and commitment and what it takes. Like people sometimes say to me, hey, man, you're in the Radio Hall of Fame. Like how much longer do you want to keep doing this? And I always say, Cruz, until they rip the damn microphone out of my hands, I love doing this. I love the grind. I love the work. I love the challenge. I'm guessing that if I were to ask you the same thing, you might give me some sort of variation of a similar answer. But let me ask you differently. Like I ask this of all great athletes. How will you know when it's time to walk away from the sport you love so much?
Well, that's a tough question, Jim. And I know I don't try to put a time frame on it. I just I know the cliche is I'll know when it's time or, you know, somebody will tap me on the shoulder. But, hey, I still enjoy the challenge of doing it. And I'm probably better than I've ever been physically at steering the car and driving the car down the track. I have so much experience. So I don't know, Jim. I think the finish line is maybe I'm rounding third base or second base, but you know I've assembled it. Taken me a lot of years to assemble this team, and I want to bear fruit so we can get that third championship. After that, we'll see what happens.
All right, so Cruz, you have always repped the jungle so hard. In fact, that you put the winner of the Smack Off on your car. Caleb in Green Bay, is that decal still on the car, or how long did it stay on the car? What is your process for that?
Well, we kept it on for a couple races after that. And, man, I tell you, the jungle means so much to me. And Left and Laguna, BIC, Caleb in Green Bay, they've all come out to the track except for Left. Hey, Left, you got to get out, brother. But all your guys, Vic and NoCal, the invitation's always there, bros. Love to hear you guys. You guys, I thought I had a wild idea of going on the Smack Off one time, but I don't think I can get the job done there, Jim. I just enjoy it. We grade it every time during the Smack Off. I'm sitting there with my little cheat card. I'm writing down all the guys, and I do want to get a shout out to my man Steve Carboni in Tulsa. There's another Steve Carbone that I'm friends with. His name is Peterbilt Steve. His name is the same as the Steve Carbone jungle legend. Goes way back with you, Jim. So hey man, it's awesome.
Cruz, you are the absolute best. This is what I'm saying. Like, nobody reps the jungle harder. And I love you for it, Cruz. I do. I love you for it. The clones love you for it. I want to make sure the clones give back. Now, clones, Cruz is repping this show so hard. He's putting the Smack Off winner on his rig. Cruz, this is not a condition, of course, but I know you've got tremendous merch. You have tremendous gear. I've got to think that you could hook the clones up for the holidays and Black Friday. Where do the clones go to rep you and your team and take advantage of these deals and get some gear? What can they do?
That would be awesome. Just go to my social media page. My guy Caleb will hook it up, and we've got all kind of good stuff. Got some little Raider taste in there, but hopefully I don't get in trouble for that. But I'd love to take care of the clones. Like I say, love the show. Smack Off every year is a highlight of our summer, Jim. And so Rick in Buffalo, I listened to his take the other day, Jim, and I'm with you. I love that guy. I think that guy, every year I grade him higher than you grade him at the end. But I love his shtick. I love his take. He's a little hard on the coach. That's a great coach, I think. They lost their offensive coordinator, Rick in Buffalo, so be careful there. They're going to find their way and be strong. But I really love to hear his style. He's got good material, so he's going to get it one of these days. Get him win that.
Did I or did I not say that there may not be another athlete ever who knows this show the way Cruz Pedregon does? Cruz, one last thought. You mentioned Caleb, the other Caleb, Caleb Cox. Yep. How is he doing, and what does he mean to you and your team?
Well, Caleb is really why I'm probably on this show. He's the one that reached out to you, Jim, after all the years. Man, I remember you would be on at Mighty 690, and I reference having you had Skip Bayless on your, or actually sit in for you a couple times. This is that many years ago, but Caleb's a great guy. He just recently got married, has a child, a young boy, so he's not on the road anymore. But Caleb is a big part of our team. Love him as a brother, and he always has my back. He's probably a bigger jungle lover than I am, and I'm pretty hard to beat in that respect. So shout out to Caleb in Indianapolis.
Big shout out to Caleb. That's an amazing thing what you just said about how Caleb pointed out, or you knew, that Skip Bayless did host this show. He did used to be a guest host on this show way back. So that's how far back you go. Cruz, two-time NHR Funny Car World Champion, looking to make it three next year. The driver of the Snap-on Tools Dodge Hellcat. Very, very, very good friend of the program. My brother, I do love you. Great to have you on the show. And so good to get caught up, Cruz. That was outstanding.
Love you too, Romy. Take care, brother. Thanks for having us.
My man, Cruz, you are the best. And find me another athlete who loves the show, knows the show, reps the show, gives back to the show, respects the show more so than Cruz. Oh, wait. Find me that athlete. I love that Cruz not only knows the smack off, but he's done this now for several years. He rewards the winner by putting their name on his rig. And like you said, he leaves it up there for a few races. And he knows the smack off. He knows the participants. Clones have come out to rep and watch him run. And I love that he hears it all around the nation. That was so great. So good to get caught up with Cruz. And I'm really anxious to see how they do next year. He said it. Look, it was kind of a tough year for us. In fact, I saw a quote where Cruz said it was actually embarrassing in some ways. We had a tough year. We underachieved. But we made some adjustments. We flipped the thing on its head. We ended the year not only with a win, but a win at home, which felt great. And now we look ahead to the next year. Cruz Pedregon, Clones, go to his social media site, pick up some merch, pick up some gear. And I'm pushing you hard to do that because he reps us so hard. He reps the jungle so hard. He puts you on his car. So you should put his gear on your back or on your head. So look for that. Of course, well, as only the BIC can, Brad and Corona knew that after he won, he was going to get his name on Cruz's rig. And this is what the BIC had to say about that.
Hey, shout out to Cruz Pedregon for volunteering to put the Smackoff winner's name on his race car for one race. Cruz, I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth here, but dude, this ain't the Indy 500, man. You race NHRA drag cars that last for like 5 seconds. The only thing quicker than that with less publicity would be if Vic in NoCal volunteers to shout out the winner's name the next time he has sex. Brad and Corona!
Absolutely incredible. I guarantee nobody thought that was funnier than Cruz. It's an incredible take. An absolutely incredible take.
Brad and Corona!
This is why the BIC can just show up once a year and collect his dough and get his sticker, get his decal. Brad and Corona!
Brad and Corona!
Absolute best. B-B-B-I-C! All right, so when we come back, Alvy's 3 days that were, the ATP, and let's just open this thing up. You've got about 40 minutes until the top, and we can go anywhere you want with it. I've got some other things that I didn't get to that I still wanted to get to. But I'm going to open it up. It is a short week, a holiday week. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I've got a best-of program. And then Friday, Brian Weber will be in, and he will host. And then business as usual next week. I'll tell you what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to get me a cigar. I pick my spots. You might be looking for one yourself. You know who's famous for their cigars and their low prices and their enormous selection and their freshness guarantee, of course, Famous Smoke Shop. Famous Smoke is American-owned and family-owned since 1939. They know how to save you money. With a cigar selection of over 1,000 brands, you will find enormous deals on everyday cigars, highly rated classics, samplers, digital gift cards, and more, all under one roof, all at discount prices. And every cigar is backed by their 30-day freshness guarantee, so your cigars arrive fresh or you get your money back. That's why Famous Smoke was named the best place to buy cigars online by Cool Material and Cigar World. And remember, you do not have to be famous to smoke their cigars. To save $10 off your purchase of $50, go to famous-smoke.com. That's famous-smoke.com. Use the code ROME10 or text ROME10 to 511-511 and receive your first discount instantly. Plus, you will have access to upcoming cigar deals that you will not find anywhere else for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and the holiday season. Text ROME10 to 511-511. You might receive up to one additional text. Text fees may apply. Just text STOP to opt out.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
You know what I'm doing right now, don't you? I'm watching World Cup. You know why? My dude, Kevin De Bruyne, is playing against Canada right now. 0-0. Should be 1-0 Canada, but 0-0. That is my dude. He's not only arguably the best player in the world, but we're boys. Well, I met him. We took a picture together, and all my soccer-loving brethren just could not believe it. Chalk still can't believe it. Chalk still is like, dude, no way. True story, dude. I did not Photoshop that. That was an actual picture. And by the way, he's a good dude. He's a really good dude. Really good dude. Small business owners, do you want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you made during the pandemic. You might even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation and find out if you qualify or not. It really is that easy. It's the most important 10 minutes you will ever spend. Find out. The date from onboarding to filing is only 30 days, and CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're that knowledgeable and efficient. They are the pros. They're the experts. And with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way to take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit. Or if you have any specific ERC questions, just call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. Take advantage of it. Let's see some reaction really quickly. There he is. There's the champ, Caleb in Green Bay. It's pretty obvious that Cruz lost 17 pounds by going on the Caleb in Green Bay diet. Good for him. He said, actually, there's no great science to it. He said, portion control. I just looked at what I normally ate and ate half and lost 17 pounds. Jesse in El Paso writes, removing the Caleb sticker was the weight that Cruz's car needed to shed. War eye ray using the breadcrumbs that people throw to the pigeons as Thanksgiving stuffing. Jesse, essentially nothing good about that tweet. Nothing true or good about that. Rome, War freaking Cruz Pedregon, one of the best people in motorsports. He is so real and humble, and he doesn't just go straight either. I've watched him wheel a dirt sprint car with the best of them. Dude can drive. Loved it. Thanks. Brad in the 360, cycling degenerate and hardcore sport race fan. Ed Rip City AK tweets, did Cruz just say jungle lover? I bet that's Alvin's new nickname.
Dude, now.
Chris in Milwaukee, Jim, did I hear you correctly? We get a post McTurkey, Brian Weber, on Friday. What is the over under on what time he falls asleep on air? The second segment? I don't know, dude. We'd have to check DraftKings for that. I'm going to take the over. He's a pro. He'll make it through at least two segments. 1-800-636-8686. Should we take a telephone call here, Chalk? What do you recommend? You screen them. I don't have to. I don't need to. I want to remind you of one thing. That we are going to have our podcast, and I've been kind of thinking about it because things have changed since I did my last bit of prep for it last night, prior to hitting the air today. So we'll see. The big head. By the way, he has not peaked his big head up yet this morning. I don't know where the hell he is, so I know he's in it. James Kelly and I are going to wrap. Right after the show, we're going to track Jim Rome's big head bets. Seven games there. The Pro Football Doc will pitch in with a couple other games with his thoughts and prop bets and more. Got a lot of good information for you. Yeah, I know. You just want the picks, not the podcast stuff. You just want the picks. Okay, fine. I'll give you the picks. Go to Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, and then that's where you'll find the picks. When we return, also, if you like hockey, Bernie Nichols and I had a great conversation. That's part of episode 244 of the Jim Rome podcast, also pushing out after the program. Alvy's 3 days that were is coming up. The ATP is coming up. A huge call is coming up, and our phone lines are open. But first, I need to do the huge tweet, Alvy. And then I've got a sports update for you.
Do you know about Ronald McDonald?
Calling all small business owners who paid employee wages during COVID. That's right. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes, and you are eligible to receive a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. To schedule that free, it is free, and it's easy, ERC consultation, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com. Now, here we go. All right, so play along. ATP, Ask the Pros. It's not too late. You can get in here. Hit me up right now. I've already got a few that I'm going to read. But the ATP is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They Ask the Pros. Submit a question to cbssportsradio.com/AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hi, Jim. What time will you start imbibing tomorrow? Happy Thanksgiving, Bella B. in Calgary. Bella, Dodger Jano has set it up this year that we are hosting. Well, we always host. But the number this year is 17 people. That's a big number for the Romes, 17. So to answer your question, what time will I start imbibing tomorrow? At 12:01 p.m. today. Straight through. No, that's not true. At 12:01 today, I'm going to start working on Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. So, no, in all sincerity, what time will I start imbibing tomorrow? 6 p.m. today, Bella. Bella, 17 people at the Rome House. So probably, okay, I'll tell you what time. The second I get off my pelly, the second I'm off that bike today, Bella, you know how we do it, Bella. I'm going to read this as it's written. This is another ATP. Did Jake and Rogues go out and get absolutely bleep-housed last night? And if so, how pissed was Dodger Jano? Respectfully, Edward Moron O. Geoff and Lincoln. Geoff, that's some of your better stuff, actually. No. Rogues does not get absolutely bleep housed. Not as far as I know, anyway. Jake does. Jake goes to Wisconsin. Of course he does. But actually, Jake and Dodger Jano went to dinner last night. and they did not return home, quote, absolutely bleep housed, but maybe partially housed. Geoff also sent this. Rome Slice in shock. It sounds like you've hired former callers and contributors to the show. Seriously, where the hell can I get an application? Regards, Geoff in Lincoln. War me standing in that iconic empty spot behind the printer. Geoff, you're relentless, man, in all the bad and worst ways. You're not making it better, dude. The best stuff that you've ever sent me was that last ATP from Edward Morano. And by the way, here's the actual Edward. Mr. Rome, do you and Mrs. Rome break the wishbone together on Thanksgiving? Respectfully, Edward Marino from Los Angeles. All right, number one, Edward, again, did you move to LA? And number two, Edward, I'm just going to say it point blank, my man. Dude, is that your brand? Are you that boring? Or is that a shtick where you're trying to think of the most mundane, inane thing imaginable to ask me? And is that the shtick? Because even that's not that funny, but at least it's explainable. I keep calling you on it, and you get more and more boring. The only thing that's changed is the location from which you send them. Now you're in LA. But you actually have found a way. You found another gear, my man. You found another gear. You're now more boring than you've ever been. What I want to know is that the shtick? Are you the only one on the inside? Are you the only one who gets this bit? Or is it not a bit at all? Do you mean that? No, Mrs. Rome and I, Dodger Jano to me, we will not break the wishbone tomorrow, Edward, to be honest. I'm pretty certain that we will not do that. We'll toast, but we will not be breaking wishbones. Hey, Jim, why are the clones always asking or saying, when you said this or you said I couldn't do that, like you're denying them or saying that they will never do something when it never actually happens? Geoffrey in the 843. I don't know, Geoffrey. Ask them. But he's right. Like, how many times have I said, I never said that. I never did that. I never said you couldn't do that. Like Dr. Dave hitting me up yesterday with, hey, Rome, you said I could never make it on Jeopardy. No, I didn't. Dr. Dave, I never said anything about you. You know what I said? I said, there's no way you're a doctor. I said that. A doctor of what? Dude, I'll tell you this. I didn't say that you could never be on Jeopardy. What I said was, if for some reason they were desperate enough to let you on Jeopardy, there's no doubt in my mind that you'd finish in last place. And you did. That's what I said, Dave. Hey, Javi, are you ready to roll the 3 days that were? Go ahead and do it then.
Brad, Brady
Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rohn. Great to be here. It is a short week, so what that means is, no, we're not putting our feet up. We're leaning into it. We've got a lot to get done in the next 3 days. Just because something is incredibly obvious does not mean that it still can't be amazing and incredible. Case in point, the last TD of the day yesterday.
Yeah! Touchdown, Kelsey!
Anybody but Kelsey, but then again, what can you do about Kelsey?
I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
It's automatic.
Anybody but Kelsey!
Touchdown! You know, there's times where you can't just...
Can't get my passes complete.
I can't get my 60 goals.
How am I gonna complete my passes? Jeez, it's the wind.
Jeez, I'm getting touched.
Whining babies in this league.
It's windy as hell out there too, guys, you know.
Guys, dryness. I had to break out chapstick. Come on, guys. See these? What are these? Mittens. Exactly. Come on, guys. Jim Trotter is joining us. Have you seen anything from Zach Wilson?
No. His first 20 games to the first 20 games of Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell.
And the numbers are almost identical.
Sirianni said as much after the game. We have to win this game
for life.
Wright.
For Wright.
I love Frank Wright.
I'm emotional because I love Frank Wright. I really do.
Why is it always Wright?
It seems like every week in the NFL, somebody's on the verge of tears.
Him and I would be able to coach against each other.
We got stuck in Rose Bowl gridlock for over 2 hours before we finally realized that there was not going to be a spot. And every single parking attendant the whole way down this golf course promised us that it's just at the end. Just keep going to the end. You'll get in. It's
You're
slow.
A savvy New Yorker. You get bought there. That?
Yes.
Go to the phones. Can we do that?
And I'm really excited that Peyton Manning and Jeff Daniels seem to have lifted the curse of Bobby Lane. All jokes aside, man. Anyway, Sac State won in a big game. Now number one in the nation. Followed up on Sunday with the Sacramento Kings hosting the lackluster Detroit Phenomenal.
Totally weak sauce.
Shane Beamer.
One of the themes or mantras last week was, let's rod. You know, all right, it's time to rod. Where are you taking
it? Let's rod.
Touchdown, San Francisco. Second touchdown catch of the night for Brandon Ayuk.
Right in the package. He fires the football into the crotch of a poor, defenseless cameraman. I mean, why not have the O-line pick that cameraman up and give him an atomic wedgie? Dr. Dave.
Good, good. Just wanted to make the clothes in the jungle aware. Keep an eye out on Jeopardy today. You might just see me on there.
What is Don't Give a Damn?
Correct.
What is Would Not Watch That Episode if it was the last episode of any show ever on TV?
Correct.
What is There Is No Amount of Money to Get Me to Watch That Episode?
Correct.
Nick Durst is joining us. How pleased are you with the way that Thad Young has stepped up?
He's passing great from the high post, rebounding adequately at both ends. He just looks fresh as a daisy out there right now. Smoke weed, talk
like Lane Kiffin. Baseball bat, get this guy a pickleball racket.
Baseball bat, get this guy a tennis racket.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter?
Not right now, not until I'm done evaluating everything.
You'll have some kind of weather platoon going on. If it snows, it's Snow White. If it's windy, it's Joe Flacco. And if it's sunny, it's Zach. Andy Staples is my guest.
So I lost about 65 pounds. My family and I went on vacation in 2020, and I was looking at the pictures of it, and I looked like Charlie Brown. My head looked so fat, it looked like Charlie Brown's head.
Rats!
And I was like, I don't want to be this person anymore.
I'm not you, but if I were you, I would call me.
Smack, 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 and I look over, and this broad is packing a fresh pack of cigarettes at the pump.
Former Army veteran, Mr. Fierro, we're all thinking about you out here, so is Charger Nation. Great work, bro.
I apologize to LV for ever doubting his professionalism.
Did LV ever cut a fresh steak off a cow after a bullfight in Mexico City?
Wow, Mike, that's pretty wild.
Misplaced love, I guess.
What is your beef?
I ought to cleanse their souls in napalm.
These kooks take the good stuff and one or more before I get to the neighborhood. Stop it.
For the first time in 17 years, anything is possible!
Stop the hate.
Kevin Willard is my guest. How do you pull that off?
Jim, I started drinking red wine just because I thought maybe that was the secret sauce of how he constantly got better and better as the season went on.
Cruz Pedro. Gone.
The jungle means so much to me, and Left and Laguna, BIC, Caleb in Green Bay, but all your guys, Vic and NoCal, the invitation's always there, bros.
Edward Moron. Oh.
Kalista Groves and in, Tim Weah!
Welcome to the freaking National Football League.
This is how I'm going to live the rest of my life.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Put your suit on, man. Put your suit on.
Slash football terms.
Winning?
Yeah, you don't want to know what I think.
No, actually, we would like to know what you think.
In Mexico!
Unequivocally, yes.
We're going to roll with Mike White.
Brickin for chicken.
It's an honor to be here with you.
Take care, brother. Thanks for having us.
What is, why did we even take that phone call?
Correct.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night now!
No, I did not watch Dr. Dave. I meant what I said.
Correct.
What is, I would not watch that episode if it was the last episode of any TV show still on the air? And of course I didn't watch that. But I'll tell you who's having a bad week is old Zach Wilson. Bobby Receipts lit him up. I mean, he did so in a rather fatherly manner. But he said, quote, the biggest thing with Zach is the young man needs a reset. His decision-making has been fine. His practice habits, all that stuff has been fine. But there are some basic, fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him. End of quote. Also this, quote, is it a small step back? Absolutely for him. But do I think it's going to be a great leap forward when he does get a chance to reset himself? Absolutely. So this is not putting a nail in his coffin. This is not that. It's not even close to that. I don't know if you have to say it three times. I like the way Saleh's handling this. Honestly. I don't think that it is necessarily a death knell. I don't necessarily think this is the end for Zach, but it will be if he doesn't pull his head out of his backside quickly and doesn't realize exactly what's happening here. Hey, Zach, you see what's up? You see what time it is? Not only did you get benched, they're not even going to address you. You went from the starting quarterback and the second pick overall to a third stringer behind White and Flacco. They're not even going to dress you, dude. Hey. This is the ultimate wake-up call. Your career with the Jets is already in jeopardy. Therefore, your career in the NFL, correct, I could argue, is in jeopardy. But, if the guy wakes the hell up and doesn't act like a spoiled brat and entitled and understands exactly what the hell is going on here, he's got a chance. So I think they're making the right decision. I like the way he's handling that. And now let's see how the guy in question handles it. Because he's handled everything all wrong. I mean, I want to argue that he played better than Josh Allen. They beat the Bills. But I also want to argue that probably is the worst thing that could have happened to that guy. If he wasn't already entitled and spoiled and a brat, there was no way we were going to reach him after a game like that. Now we're done. Future call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close. They're convenient. They're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. From the professional parts people you know you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. My thanks to Kevin Willard, Cruz Pedregon. I want to remind you, we're not done yet. So Jim Rome's Big Head Bets is going to push out shortly. We have to track it. The Big Head and I and the Pro Football Doc. Also, the Jim Rome Podcast, episode 244 of Bernie Nichols, pushing out shortly. Best of program tomorrow. Brian Weber in on Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for listening. Talk to you.